Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
Tank had the wobble-eyed telescope pressed to his nose when the sky blinked back, like someone remembered a song.
Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm Maggie, and I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for another adventure? Big adventures start with little steps.
It was dusk over the den, soft purple paint across the sky, the pond turning silver like polished shell. Tiny wind voices went through the ferns. Tank was digging in the moss because his nose smells treasure where other noses just smell mud.
Oh! He held up a tiny wobble-eyed pocket telescope. It rattled like a little bell and looked proud as a pebble in a pocket. Tank peered through it and found one star twinkling back, only it didn't twinkle the same as the others. It was softer, like it was trying to say hello, but it had forgotten its own name.
Tank's eyes grew wide as saucers. "We should say hello," he whispered, and that whisper rolled through the den like a pebble over leaves.
"Watch this!" Rexy flung his arms wide and made great dinosaur ears with his shadow, sending them hopping across the ferns like paper puppets. The leaves danced. Tank giggled.
"It looks like a giant leaf is dancing."
Lincoln, who likes to listen like the earth listens, sat very still and cupped his hands to his ears. He pointed toward the grasses and said, "I can hear the crickets telling secrets." The crickets were busy. Tick, tick, tiny drums in the dark.
The den decided to go on tiptoe. Not loud tiptoe, the kind that makes the stars lean in a little closer to listen.
They followed tiny paw prints that made a crinkly path in the mud. Tank's prints like small hills, Rexy's quick scuffles, Lincoln's careful pinpricks. The night smelled like warm earth and a bit like apples someone had left on a fence.
There were silver mushrooms that nodded in the dark and a low bough where the moon made a ribbon across the pond. London peered at the water and frowned a thoughtful little frown. The pond's reflection was a bit foggy, like someone had breathed on a window and then stepped away.
At the water's edge, Tank raised the wobble telescope again. Through its lopsided lens, the star looked like a tiny lantern blinking, asking, "Hello, do you know my name?"
"Let's give it a name." They tried names like they tried hats, putting one on and shaking their heads, then trying another. "Twinkle Top," Rexy shouted. "Little Lamp," Lincoln murmured. "Pebble Light," Topsy suggested, tilting her head. Each name felt like a tiny gift.
For a beat, Twinkle Top sounded too loud for the small star. Everyone hushed. Tank went, "Hmm," and the friends felt that small pause like a held breath. Then Lincoln offered a softer name, and the hush turned into a smile.
Mama T-Rex, watching from the doorway, smiled and reminded them, "Names help things feel seen." She told them about a big, gentle story, how God counted the stars and called each one by name. She said, "If God knows the stars, he knows you too."
Tank's idea was the kind that grows out of small things. He began to tell a tiny story to the star. He told it how the star might have been a sparkle that fell out of a daydream, how it liked puddles and fireflies, and the sound of wind through tall grass.
"And it loved dancing with shadows!"
Rexy did a tiny, ridiculous jig right there by the pond. He made the star want to twirl, and everyone added a little thing that felt like a memory. A lullaby hum from London, a soft click from Lincoln, a feather light tap from Topsy.
They told the star about the warm earth and the way moonlight tastes like cool milk. And slowly the star stopped blinking like it was lost and started to glow steady, like someone finally remembered the words to a song.
The whole den grew very quiet and very gentle.
Mama T-Rex curled a big tail around them and said, "Sometimes when something feels small, it needs someone to remember it, even the stars."
So together they named it. "Hello, Little Lantern," they said, and the name rolled like a warm pebble into the pond. The star blinked back with steady light, as if it were saying, "Thank you. Now I know myself."
Tang tapped the telescope. Wobble, wobble. And Rexy clapped so gently they sounded like two leaves laughing. Nobody shouted. Nobody rushed. It was small and perfect.
What they learned didn't come as a booming answer. They learned by doing. They learned that saying a name, telling a little story, or simply paying attention is like turning on a tiny lamp in the dark. The lamp doesn't fix everything, but it makes the place feel warmer and braver.
Now, I wonder, have you ever helped someone feel remembered the way Tank did for the star? Or has someone called your name in a moment that made you feel cozy and safe? Talk about that with a grown-up or a friend. Ask them the story of their name. People love to tell their names and the little stories behind them.
Let's try a little imagination pause together now. If you can, close your eyes. Picture a tiny star, no bigger than a button, resting on the pad of your finger. It breathes like a sleepy firefly. Give it a name, any name, softly. Maybe Peep. Maybe Glow. Maybe Kind Spot. Say it. "Hello, Peep." Feel the star blink back, warm and yes.
Tuck that star into a pocket of your heart. If you're ready for sleep, let your breath walk with the star. Slow in, slow out. If you're still awake, that's okay too. Keep your star close and carry its little light with you when you help someone or when someone helps you.
Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and Friends. If you like tonight's Sky Whisper and would like more cozy adventures, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next stomp. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. Until next time, God bless, little explorer. Thanks for listening.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and Friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den.